Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today's episode is a special one because it's a continuation of yesterday's episode, and I'm basically just reading a bunch of definitions today, which is not my standard vibe. I don't think I've ever really done that, not once, not ever, but I figure why not? If it's good enough for me to read in real time and actually feel like I benefited from, I feel like it's good enough for me to share. I will be quoting directly from the PDF I referenced yesterday, which, as always, is linked in the show notes if you'd prefer to see it in visual form. Let's get into it. These are some transferable skills that you may already have, or you may want to work on, or you may realize you aren't actually interested in developing that skill at this very moment in your life. This was an enlightening list to me to think about the ones that I have gotten better at over the years and the ones that I could still use some development in, and the subtle few that I am avoiding and have been for a while. Let's go. The first one on the list is all about interpersonal skills. Are you able to interact successfully with a wide range of people? Do you know how to interpret and use body language to communicate? Well, my friends, those are your interpersonal skills. Next on the list, we've got oral communication skills. Are you able to present information and ideas clearly and concisely, using content and style that is appropriate for your audience? Whether a one-to-one conversation or in a group, you can present opinions and ideas in an open and objective way. Public speaking skills. Being able to make formal presentations. Being able to present your ideas, your positions, and your problems in an interesting way. Next is counseling skills. Being able to respond to what others have said in a non-judgmental way. This one is all about active listening and being able to build trust and genuine openness with others. Next is our coaching and mentoring skills. Can you give feedback in a constructive way? Can you help others to increase their knowledge or their skills? Then it goes into your teaching or your training skills, which digs a little deeper by being able to help others gain the knowledge and skills while creating and sustaining an effective learning environment. Next is supervising. Are you able to delegate responsibilities and establish an appropriate system of accountability? Are you able to monitor progress and assess the quality of the job performance of others? That one hurt me a little, personally. I'm bad at that. Anyway, next is leadership skills. This is your ability to motivate and empower others to act. Then we've got persuading. Are you able to communicate effectively to justify your position or influence a decision? Are you able to sell stuff or promote ideas? Can you negotiate? Are you able to negotiate skillfully? Do you know when and where to make compromises? How are you with mediation? Are you able to resolve conflicts that stem from a different perspective or interest? Are you able to deal with conflict in an open and honest and positive way? What about your interviewing skills? Can you ask and respond to questions effectively? Are you able to make others feel relaxed and create a feeling of trust? How are your customer service skills? Are you able to build a relationship of mutual trust with clients? How do you deal with complaints? Are you able to deal with concerns in a sensitive way? Let's move on to caregiving skills. Are you able to empathize with others? Are you able to give sensitive care to people who are sick, elderly, or have disabilities? Are you analytical or logical with your thinking? Are you able to draw specific conclusions from a set of general observations? And I don't mean just jumping to conclusions. I mean by using a set of specific facts, are you able to synthesize the information and ideas in a reasonable way? Are you good at critical thinking? Are you able to review different points of views or ideas? Are you able to make objective judgments on them? Do you investigate all of the possible solutions to a problem, weighing out pros and cons? How are you with creative thinking? Are you able to generate new ideas? Invent new things, create new images or designs, find new solutions to problems, or are you able to use wit and your humor effectively? What about solving problems? Can you clarify the nature of a problem, evaluate alternatives, propose viable solutions to determine the outcome of the various options presented? How's your decision making? Are you able to identify all possible options, weigh those pros and cons, assess the feasibility, and then choose the most viable option? Because I'm pretty good at making a pro and con list, but making the decision once I've got that pro and con list? A skill I'm still developing. How are your planning skills? Are you able to plan projects, events, programs? Are you able to establish objectives and needs? Can you evaluate the options and choose the best one? Organizational skills are next. Are you able to organize information, people, or things in a systematic way? How are you with prioritizing or meeting deadlines? Next up is writing, being able to select, interpret, organize, and synthesize key ideas. Are you able to edit a written text to ensure that the message is as clear and concise and accurate as possible? What about research skills? Knowing how to find and collect relevant background information, being able to analyze the data, and summarize findings to write a report. Financial skills are also important in mutual aid, being able to keep accurate records, also preparing and managing sound budgets, and monitoring the expenses. Next up is your language. Are you functionally bilingual? Are you able to translate and/or interpret a given language? How do you fare on a computer? Are you able to use a variety of software programs? What about web design or coding? If you have technological skills, that can come in handy by being able to understand technical systems and operate them. Another is performing skills. Can you make presentations or videos or be on TV? Are you able to entertain, amuse, or inspire audiences? How are your artistic skills? Can you use design and color creatively to make displays or public material? This can be in any form, too. Next is your perceptions, being able to visualize new formats and shapes, being able to estimate those physical spaces. Next is your mechanical skills, being able to install, operate, and monitor the performance of equipment and mechanical devices. Or are you just able to repair stuff? That's always helpful. Next is your adaptability, your capacity to adapt to new situations and your settings, being able to tolerate change well. Flexibility is a really useful skill. And finally, we've got administrative and clerical skills. Being able to operate computers and other basic office equipment, or being able to design and maintain filing and control systems. And that wraps up today's strange episode of The Checklist, written by the MutualAidDisasterRelief.org, as adapted into a zine from a podcast episode, which will also be linked in the show notes. All right, y'all. Back to a regular episode tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.